That was the title track from your new album, Ruga, an Albanian word meaning both the journey and the road. Now, your melodies reflect folk music from the Balkans, Turkey and the Caucasus. So what's your fascination with these regions?
For me, it's something that a music that I'm very interested into, because it's so totally rich and it's not far from where we live. And also I had a Turkish grandmother. So I was always interested in this part of the world, and I think it's more as a jazz musician, you're always looking for different colors, different exotic sounds that you can get a richer palette or more colors to your music that you create, and in the end.
So this is your third album as a trio, but your first for ECM. What was the story behind that?
Well, basically, Samuel, he already recorded with this label. And I think the producer, Manfred Eicher, is always interested in what musicians that record for his label, what they do with other bands and everything.
Manfred Eicher has been with ECM for quite a number of years. He's a big name producer. What was it like working with him?
No, I mean, first he listens what we bring, and then he's very into the music and brings a lot of ideas how we could maybe play it differently or bring out more the character of a piece. And he's very strong in having clear ideas also from the order of the pieces, and he's very fast in arranging these kind of things and seeing the picture of the pieces together.
It's really nice to see that after 40 years of label and producing and recording, that he's really totally into the music and he really listened to without judging. He's really in the moment and in the music, and that's also very healthy to see that also as a jazz musician, where we are often focused on the little details that we play or just more specific things that we maybe don't like about our playing, and he really had this sense of the big picture, and it was really interesting to work that way.
Thank you. I'm sure you've been asked this question before. How does it feel to be part of the same stable as pianist Keith Jarrett? They're trying to avoid this question.
Well, it's obviously it's great, and it's something special to be part of this label that, for me, for my part, inspired me a great deal. And yeah, I can think of many different names. Keith Jarrett is one of them, of course, but there is many different names that inspired me that recorded on this label. I also was inspired by Sidsel Andresen, the Norwegian singer, and there is also Trygve Seim. He's a great saxophone player, and yeah, Bobo Stenson is also a beautiful player, and Anders Jomin is also.
Arvo Pärt, all the records are coming out from Arvo Pärt. I like very much.
I have a lot of different influences also from different style. It goes from classical Neue Musik and I don't know, also some world stuff and also jazz. I just bought the last Radiohead record that came out on Friday, and I'm listening to that a lot, yes. And also James Blake, which is a fantastic English artist as well.
I read in an interview that if you had your musical life again, you would like to be a singer rather than a pianist. Is that true?
Well, that was kind of a joke because I didn't expect it to get into such proportions that everybody knows about this. But I'm the music that I like the most, or that really touches me the most, is with voice and singers. And that's why I would say something like this, because I try to get this, I don't know, this quality by when I play the piano, this kind of singing quality, that it's something that I really want to achieve, because the piano can be very boring if you don't have another sound in mind. Or another instrument, or another color than just the piano itself, it can get pretty boring. Well, that's my opinion.
You like to take simple, austere melodies on these intense yet controlled journeys. Now, how important is it for you to keep things simple?
I like simple material because it's you are more maybe focused on the emotional side than on the side of showing how complicated we can play.
Simple material offers you more possibilities than something that would be more arranged or more written down. Sometimes we play the material is not that big. I mean, the written part in the material we play is not really big, but it can be also complicated. But I think it leaves us a lot of space to then create a more special ambience with this simple material.